Welcome to our special edition of Scoop News Group's AI Week podcast. I'm Wyatt Cash, and we're here at Google Cloud Next in Las Vegas. And joining us here in the public sector booth on the expo floor is...
This is Catherine White. I lead marketing for Google Public Sector, and we're here at Next in Las Vegas.
Well, welcome, Catherine. Glad to have you here. It's already been an impressive first day here with all the announcements from Thomas Kurian and his crew on stage. But, you know, tell me what you felt were some of the maybe biggest highlights about what's net new from Google for the public sector.
Thanks, Wyatt. We're really excited about what's being announced and what's happening with our customers around the public sector marketplace. When I think about Google AI for public sector, I think of kind of four elements, and then those elements are being further refined in terms of what's possible here at Next and today in the marketplace. And I think that's a big theme more broadly, is that it's real. It may not all be real in the same agency or in the same city or in the same state, but if you take these different examples from different places and bring them together, really it's a question of the same technology, the same regulatory, and the difference is leadership. And we're finding, we're making that leadership jump easier with really leader-led learning as a big theme and leader circle. And then these four elements, first, that it's adaptive. We have these Vertex AI models that can help public sector with their mission. And in thinking about it as a partnership, as opposed to just a product, these Vertex AI uses models that are both owned, our own, third party, and also within the own agency or organization. If they have their own models, you can develop your own. And so we're the only environment where you can do all of that. And then we do it in a way that's responsible. We're one of the first organizations that put out responsible AI principles. And we really have adhered to those through all different kind of product decisions, implementation decisions, and future roadmap decisions. We've been doing this a long time, and so it helps us to ensure that those principles are real for us. And then it's secure. What I love about us for the public sector is we don't have to choose between AI and security. We have this unique intersection, and one of the things we announced today that I love is how we've grounded, like with Google Search, the ability to do AI or Gen AI or Gemini, specifically our product area, grounded with Google Search. And again, these are examples where it's coming together. We're coming together in a way that you don't have to make this choice. And we know the bad guys are using AI to do things, so to do things they shouldn't be. We should be using AI to better serve our constituents.
Explain what grounding actually means with the larger Google Search and how that will lend greater confidence, if you will, for leaders in government.
Yeah, essentially grounded means we know the source that the AI is using to come up with the answer. So it doesn't hallucinate. It doesn't make up sources or draw inference from things. So it's grounded in a data source that you can check and ensure that is giving you the results that you want. And we're making that easier through some of the new announcements.
Terrific. You mentioned there were four themes. Did we get to all four?
Yeah, so we went through, we went through adapted, we went through secure, we went to responsible, and the last one is intelligent. So we need the ability to bring silos together. The data, I mean, the organization may still be siloed, but the data can't be. And with Gen AI, we have the opportunity to bring it all together independent of where the data sits. That's also true internally, externally, and also within the different organizations, within the internal part of the organization. So we're able to access the right data for the right use case for the right citizen or constituent outcome. So this is a time when experimentation is necessary, because we know the more that we use AI, the more comfortable we get with it. The people that are afraid are, by and large, the people that haven't engaged with this. And we have to think bigger and bolder across our whole mission space, think of it systemically, and think of it in terms of a partnership to help you accelerate outcomes. And this is all coming together now. It's one of the most exciting times in technology, in using technology to really drive mission outcomes. And we couldn't be more excited to be part of Google in partnership with the public sector at this time.
I appreciate that. I think two things I heard today that I thought were interesting in the public sector among many. One was the announcement about secret and top secret security for the Google Cloud in general. And the other was being able to stream a million tokens, which means we can really ingest much larger streams of data, multimodal, which when you think about surveillance intelligence from satellites, audio, video, the ability to really get a handle on that at that volume really means that operators in the field or wherever really have much more capability at their disposal in a secure way is my takeaway. Would you agree?
Fully agree. I mean, it's this notion you don't have to make a choice between security and scale. And we know that the best model is available to everyone at the same time. And this notion about secret and top secret is not about a separate GovCloud. All of the announcements that we're talking about today are part of what's available to serve public sector. And so this is a recognition, I think, of this, of needing the very latest in technology as technology is changing so much. And we're super proud of the government's recognition of that with the secret and top secret accreditation. And then the million tokens, I mean, it's only going to grow from that. But the point is, the more data, the faster time to good outcomes. And you can imagine thinking about that from, you know, getting benefits, starting a new business, a death. I mean, any of these major life moments, you want to be able to integrate all different kind of sources of data to get the first time outcome for you to help you on with your journey, whatever that might be. And that's available now.
It's really quite amazing how far we've come and really what is about to unfold with these new capabilities.
Yeah, the rate of change has never been as fast as it is today, and it will be never be this slow again. A Justin Trudeau quote from Davos in 2018, I think, and it's never been more true today and will be even more true tomorrow.
Absolutely. Well, Catherine White, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to join us here at the public sector booth here at Google's next summit here in Las Vegas.
Wyatt, thanks for being here and thanks for having me.